Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Do you have a Bible question or a topic you'd like to discuss with us? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. As we get underway with the broadcast today, Bob, we'll share a very nice note from Joe and Teresa, who wrote to us from Tracy, California, and they said, "We thank God for Basic Gospel and the dedication all of you have for proclaiming the best news on the earth, which is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's our pleasure to stand with you in this proclamation and one of the easiest choices we make in our giving throughout the year. We hope you all had a joyous Christmas season and look forward to what the Lord has for each of us in this new year." And it's signed with love. That's from Joe and Teresa in Tracy, California.
That's a very nice note, Bob, and we certainly appreciate Joe and Teresa standing with us, supporting this broadcast, so that others can know about the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is the good news.
That's it.
That is the good news that brings salvation to the hearts of men and women all over the planet. That's the good news that people are longing to hear, but people are longing to experience. So we can't get that out through our broadcast without people like Joe and Teresa standing
Absolutely.
With us. So we are so grateful for them. And I love the fact that they said it is our pleasure to stand with you in this proclamation.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing about those who are a part of Basic Gospel Nation. This isn't something that they do begrudgingly or because they feel obligated to. It's because there's a desire in their hearts. They want to stand with us. They want to get the good news of Jesus Christ out to as many people as possible through this particular broadcast. So,
yeah.
Joe and Teresa, thank you so much, and thank you for the update on your family and all that's gone on in 2017 in your lives. And, yes, we certainly look forward to a great 2018 together.
Yes, indeed.
And we look forward to that because we're going to continue to tell the story of Jesus Christ, to tell it as often as we can to as many people as we can,
yeah.
because that's what the world needs to hear. Our one of our signature passages is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 6. And I love what Paul writes there because it really summarizes what this good news is all about. He says in verse 6, I'm actually going to start in verse 4. He says, "Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life."
Gives life.
So Paul was a man steeped in Judaism. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees, as he described. He was an old covenant guy. That old covenant law defined him, defined his way of life, defined his people's way of life, and he protected it. He defended it. And when Jesus came along and was introducing something new, he went to battle. He said, "I am going to stop this in its tracks before it starts to spread." And so he was off on the road to Damascus. He had papers of authority in his pockets that would allow him to arrest anybody who named the name of Jesus Christ and bring them down to Jerusalem to stand trial for this heretical belief system. Well, as he is going, he meets the Lord Jesus, and everything changes for the Apostle Paul. He sees the plan of God standing right before him, and he bows his knee, and he receives Jesus Christ. And everything changes, and it was such a dramatic change. He went from being an old covenant man to being a new covenant believer in Christ and a minister of this new covenant. And here's the difference. The old brought death, and that's what the law did. It showed us where we had failed, and it showed us that the punishment for our sins is death. So that's where it left us, in sin and death. But this new covenant finished up that old way of life. It brought the punishment, the final punishment, to Christ. Christ took it for us, and then he was raised from the dead. And in that resurrection, he gives us life. So this new covenant is about life. So the old was about death. The new is about life. So Paul wanted to be a minister of life. And that's what we minister right here at Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed.
We want people to understand the saving life of Jesus Christ, to experience that, to be born again of the Spirit, to be able to walk in the newness of life, to live every single day knowing that Christ is fully alive in you and that you are fully alive in Christ. Yeah. That's our purpose, and that's why we are a new covenant ministry. Now, let me just read a couple of things that Paul writes in comparing the old with the new. Now, if the ministry of death, carved in letters on stone, came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end. So how did Paul describe that old covenant, those Ten Commandments? He described them as a ministry of death. And he says that came with glory, but how much more is this new covenant going to come with glory? Will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, so what did the old covenant do? It condemned us. Now, what does the new covenant do? It brings righteousness. The ministry of righteousness must far exceed it in glory. Indeed, in this case, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was being brought to an end came with glory, much more will what is permanent have glory. So the old covenant was time-stamped. It had a beginning and an end. This new covenant is eternal.
Yes.
Once we have new life in Jesus Christ, once we've been given new life in him, we have eternal life. That's going to be forever. And here's what he says, and we with unveiled face, beholding the glory of God, are being transformed in the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
Yeah.
So this new covenant is what people are investing in, like those from Tracy, California.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're investing in this new covenant. Why? Because it is the ministry of life for people who are dead in sin. And it brings such a powerful transformation. And we want to say thank you for all of the folks that stand with us, who support us, who make this message, this proclamation possible through all the various platforms here at Basic Gospel.
It is good news that we share every day. And Bob, I was thinking this morning, you know, we don't share bad news at Basic Gospel. It's all good news, and we are just delighted to be able to share it with you, friends, every day. As Bob wrote in a recent email, we have the awesome privilege of sharing the gospel message with listeners literally around the world through the daily radio program and by our internet and online by the YouTube channel, the Facebook video platform. And this, of course, is the final broadcast that we will have in calendar year 2017. So, Bob, share with our listeners your thoughts as we go forward into the new year, what we need as we close the old year, and the prospects that we have in the new year.
Well, this has been such an exciting year for us, just a wonderful year of ministry. Boy, our listeners have helped us pioneer some new outreaches for us. We're streaming today live to Facebook.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that before. Well, that's because of the generosity of our listeners out in Basic Gospel Nation. We're also streaming live to YouTube. So we're developing a YouTube audience. And we feel that's going to be kind of the future for us. YouTube is the second largest search engine on the internet. Boy, the amount of video that passes through the YouTube platform every single minute of every single day, it's just unbelievable. And we're starting to carve our little niche out in that YouTube universe. And so we thank you to our listeners for making that happen. We continue to stream this live through various internet partners, such as oneplace.com.
Yeah.
So we're a part of that one wonderful platform that reaches literally around the world. And through One Place, we're actually reaching people in 119 countries around this globe.
Amazing.
So it's exciting for us to get comments and email messages from people in the Philippines, from people in England, from folks all over Europe and Australia, down in South America. Yeah. And we're just going to continue to see that grow. And so when we're asking you to support us, we're asking you to help us reach as many people as God brings our way. And we want to see the borders of Basic Gospel Nation extended, expanded, so that more and more folks can hear the liberating message, the life-giving message of the Lord Jesus Christ through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. As we sit here today, we have about $40,000 left to raise to meet our target. Now, what will that enable us to do? To take advantage of some great opportunities in 2018. So there's still time, folks, to join with us to give a final gift here in 2017 to really help us end the year on strong financial footing and enable us to walk through many new doors of opportunity in 2018.
Sounds good to me.
Yes, it does.
Well, basicgospel.net, friends, is the place that you can make a contribution to Basic Gospel, or actually, I should say, through Basic Gospel, because what you give, of course, goes through the ministry into more additional ministry. So we encourage you to go to basicgospel.net and click that donate link. You can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. You can donate by mail to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310 in Louisville, Texas, 75057. Again, that's Hebron Parkway, H-E-B-R-O-N, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can donate through the Basic Gospel app. And another great way for those of you outside the U.S. and Canada is through PayPal. Any way is a great way to be a part of this ministry, this partnership that we call Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. Well, we had a great question that came across.
Yeah, overnight, yes.
Yes.
Let's hear that right now.
Yes, I'm calling about my daughter who is a Christian but is now gay. And I would like to know your thoughts on what the Bible reads and says about Christians that are gay. Thank you.
Well, that's an interesting question, and certainly one that's going to be asked more and more as we just continue down the path that we've been walking the last several years here in the United States. And can a person who is actively gay, participating in that lifestyle, be both that and a Christian? And so that's the question, and I think that's what the caller is asking. Now, here's what we have to recognize, that all of us come into this world sinners, dead spiritually, and so that's our problem. We're sinners in need of forgiveness. We're spiritually dead in need of life, and so the gospel answers on both accounts. The gospel is the death of Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins according to scriptures. So he died so that we could have forgiveness and so that we could be released from the power of sin in our lives. And then he was raised on that third day, and he was raised so that we might have life, so that we could be raised to walk in the newness of life. So when somebody receives the gospel message, when somebody receives Jesus Christ, and that's who they're receiving. This isn't just a set of doctrines that people are checking off and saying, hey, I believe these things. When somebody receives the Lord, they're actually receiving Jesus Christ.
Right.
They are receiving him through the person of the Holy Spirit into their lives. And so when that happens, that's new birth. And that new birth means that they have become fully alive. That dead spirit that they had toward God has now come alive, and it is connected to God. It is fused with the Holy Spirit. And so that's what makes us new creatures in Christ. So Christ comes to live inside of us. Now, as Christ begins to renew our thinking, we begin to look at things in this world in a completely different way.
Yeah.
And so somebody who, and it doesn't matter what the sin is, and see, we get caught up on particular sins. And, you know, can somebody be a liar and a Christian at the same time? Well, here's the deal. Do Christians lie? Well, a lot of them do. Do some Christians fall into sexual sin? A whole bunch of them do. I mean, pastors are walking away from their congregations left and right. Why? Because they've been caught in some type of sexual compromising situation. They've been involved in sexual immorality. So can Christians give in to the desires of the flesh? Absolutely. They do it. We all do it. Well, what's the answer to that? Well, the answer is to get eyes back upon Jesus Christ and to learn what it means to walk by faith, to allow the grace of God to teach us to say no to sin and yes to Jesus. That's what God is going to be working on in each and every one of us. So it's a process. So for your daughter, you need to help engage her in this process of hearing what the good news of Jesus Christ is all about, challenging her to really believe. I mean, do you really believe that Jesus took away all of your sins? Do you really believe that you are a forgiven person? Do you really believe that God has given you the righteousness of Christ? Do you really believe that you're a child of God, that Christ has come to live inside of you? Do you really believe that that's who you are? Because if that's who you are, you can't be this over here.
Right.
You may be doing some of these things over here, but you're doing it as a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
If you really believe that you're a child of God, that you've been born again of the Spirit, then that truth, that reality is going to change how you view this over here. So you want to engage your daughter in this discipleship process, hearing, believing, and learning to live out who she is in Christ Jesus. And if she gets engaged in that, then you will see transformation start to take place. That's just the way Christ works in a person's life. So as a mom, you need to trust that if she really is a believer in Christ, that Christ is going to complete the work in her. So you don't have to get all bent out of shape. You don't have to worry every night and lose sleep over this. You just have to rest in the fact that the same Christ who is working in you is working in your daughter. So relax, take a breath, rest in the reality of the resurrected Jesus living in you and living in her.
That's
so
good stuff. Yeah.
That's how you need to handle it. In other words, just keep loving your daughter.
Yeah.
Loving your daughter, challenging her, saying, "Hey, if you say you're gay, that's your identity. Let's bounce that off the Word of God. Does the Word of God say that that's who you are, or does the Word of God say that you're a child of God? And if it says you're a child of God, are you willing to rest in that and fully believe that? And if you are a child of God, are you going to allow that truth to change how you think about this over here?"
Yeah.
That's the way you handle it. We get so caught up in, oh no, she says she's gay. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Let the gospel do its work. Now, one of the things that we see, and we'll end on this, one of the things that we see out there in the world today, and it's not only happening within the homosexual community, but lots and lots of places, we want to negotiate with God. In other words, we want to say, "God, this is who I am. This is my lifestyle. this is who I want to be, and this is how I want to live, and I want your stamp of approval on that. And so we negotiate, and we try to go back and forth with God. But here's the thing. God is never okay with sin and death. He's not going to approve sin. He's not going to approve death. He wants you to be fully alive in Christ. There's only one way for that to happen. It is by grace through faith in Jesus. So if you want what God wants for you, then you look at Jesus Christ and receive him. You jump into the current of God's grace and allow God's grace to guide you in and through every day of your life. And I guarantee you that what God has for you in Christ is better, is far superior than anything you will ever experience in this world.
Without question.
Are you courageous enough? Do you have the guts enough to let go of what you think is so important over here and jump into the current of God's grace and allow him to fill your life with his goodness, his love, his mercy, his forgiveness?
Yeah, that is good stuff. Thank you, Bob. You know, I've come to the conclusion over many, many years that the most important thing in this life is the relationships that we have with those we love, with those who are parts of our family, and those who are in Christ and our brothers and sisters. And so, as you said, just love that daughter of yours.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
A question I think you can answer very, very quickly as we close this particular broadcast. This is from Richard in Lake Ariel, Pennsylvania. He says, since in the Jewish culture, a person's race is by the father's bloodline, and Jesus was fathered by the Holy Spirit and Mary, a Jewish virgin, thus was Jesus half Jew? Was he thus a Samaritan? If so, it truly may give many different slants to God's grace toward the human race, as well as why the Jewish leaders had hatred for Jesus even more. Thank you for your thoughts.
Well, I think it's very clear from the Word of God that he wasn't a Samaritan.
He was very
Jewish. The genealogies that come in both Matthew and Luke really lead you to the conclusion that he is Jewish through and through. He's the rightful heir of David's throne.
Right.
And that is very important because Old Testament prophecies point to the fact that a person is coming that is going to sit on the throne of David forever. And that had to come through the line of Judah, through the line of David. And that's exactly what was the case for Jesus Christ. And then there's that story of Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman at the well.
Right.
There was definitely a distinction. Jesus stood there as a Jew. She stood there as a Samaritan. So we can rest assured that he was a Jewish carpenter that was the Messiah, the Savior of the world.
Absolutely. Well, as we said, this is the final broadcast for 2017, and so we're looking forward anxiously to the new year. As we've said so many times, friends, Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry, and without your prayers and financial support, we wouldn't be here bringing this good news every day. But because of you, we are here, and we're thankful to see God work through you, his people, to keep the message of his love and grace and life in the Lord Jesus Christ on the air and online. We ask you and everyone listening in to chip in, actually chunk in if you can, your gift of $50, $100, $500 or more. Any amount, in fact, will help us meet the year in need. So let's blow past the need. And the last we heard was about $40,000 still needed before the end of the year. So we want to take this message of God's love to new listeners who need to hear it just as you have. So click donate at basicgospel.net and to make your gift. Again, that's basicgospel.net. You can also call to make your gift. That number is 844-322-2742. You can send your donation to Basic Gospel by regular mail at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Again, that's 751 Hebron Parkway, H-E-B-R-O-N, Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can also use the Basic Gospel app or donate through PayPal. Well, that's it, friends. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team here at Basic Gospel, I'm Bob Davis, wishing for you and your family a happy new year in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bye-bye.